Peace of Christ be with you. All semester, we've been asking ourselves a simple question. It's one of those questions that, if answered properly, can put our life on a new trajectory. What time is it? There's lots of different ways to answer that question, of course. There's the chronos way, the chronology time. When I look at the clock, chronos, it says 10:39, April 24th, 2015, which means that, at least according to the calendar, when we answer what time it is, it's okay to cry. That this is the last chapel, the last day of the academic year, the last time this group of people in the history of Hope College will be gathered in this space in the way it is. It's the end. Endings are important because without an ending, there can never be a new beginning. But when I look at the chronos time and answer the question what time it is, we're here at the very, very end. And there's a couple of things we should always do at the end. Maybe cry. Maybe not. I don't know. I get to the end and I always have this poem on my tongue from one of my favorite writers, Czeslaw Milosz. He writes this in the poem Task. In fear and trembling, I think I would fulfill my life only if I brought myself to make a public confession, revealing a sham of myself and of my epoch. We were permitted to shriek in the tongue of dwarves and demons, but pure and generous words were forbidden, under so stiff a penalty that whoever dared to pronounce one considered himself a lost man. What time is it? I think it's time to speak pure and generous words to each other. And I don't know if there's a more pure and generous word in all the kingdom than thank you. We're at the end, which is also an invitation to look back of all the things that have happened this year, all those subtle ways that God has blessed us. Take some time today to look back. And as you look back, take some time to name those things that you are grateful for. And then take the next step and intentionally say thank you. Say thank you to those professors that walk not only 1 mile, but 2 miles. Say thank you to the people who keep our grounds looking so beautiful. Say thank you to the women and the men who swipe our cards at the lunch line. Say thank you to Brian who cleans up after us in chapel. Say thank you to your RDs. Say thank you to the people in business services. Say thank you to the people who are around you that make this experience one we call hope. Say thank you to that friend that was really a true friend. Because you're going to learn this really quick. We're going to scatter. And that opportunity to grab each other, pull each other close, look each other in the eye and say, thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Today is a day, my friends, to say thank you. That's what you do at the end. Because every end, as you know, is also a new beginning. And there's no better way to launch into a new beginning than with gratitude in your heart. Say thank you. I think I would fulfill my life only if I brought myself to make a couple thank yous. So indulge me for just a couple minutes. I want to say thank you to the campus ministry team that I work with. I want to say thank you to Paul Borsma. I want to say thank you to Nancy Smith. I want to say thank you to Lori Bauman. I want to say thank you to Cindy Klein-Hexel. I want to say thank you to Jerry Root. I want to say thank you to Bruce Benedict. Bruce, where are you at? Bruce just finished his freshman year. Yes. Yeah. I want to say thank you to Paul Chamness, the man behind the man who listens in the ear, works the sound booth. Awesome. I want to say thank you to the entire tech crew, people who come in at 6:30 in the morning, no fanfare, quietly setting up all of this so that the team can rehearse. I want to say thank you to the worship team who give hours and hours. So thank you for making this a great place to be. I want to say thank you to the faculty and the staff and all the coaches. I want to say thank you to the residential life program and the admissions staff and business services. All the people behind the scenes, my friends, that make this thing go, who work tirelessly for this campus. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. It is an incredible privilege to get to serve with you. And I want to say thank you to you, the students. It is an unspeakable privilege to look out and to see a generation that will be tomorrow's leaders, and to know in the deep marrow of your soul that that future is filled with hope. You give this campus its soul. You are why we do this. You are remarkable people. You know, there are days when I look and survey the large arc of history and the circumstances that are going on in the world, and I just get so despairing. And then I come in here. I walk in sometimes with my eyes on my shoelaces, but then I walk in here and I worship with you. And I see you. I see your love for God and your love for each other. I see the way you forgive and are willing to seek out reconciliation. I see the way you study as an act of prayer and how your heart aches to do good in the world. And I lift up my eyes from my shoelaces and I see a larger horizon. I see the kingdom of God. You, my friends, for me, are a sign of that kingdom. And I want to say thank you. You're beautiful. And it's an unspeakable privilege to walk shoulder to shoulder with you this season. What time is it, my friends? It's time to say thank you. It's time to pull each other close, give each other those last hugs, to spread the encouragement across this campus. There's so much beauty here. And it's right and fitting for us to have gratitude fully in our hearts. But that's not the only way to answer the question, is it? What time is it? There's also the Kairos way of answering. The Kronos looks at the calendar, says this is the end. The Kairos time says this is just the beginning. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this, a verse that we have grooved in the collective conscience of our campus all semester. Jesus says this before the ascension. He says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus answers the question for us based on the eternal covenantal promise of the triune God, a promise that is always fulfilled for his people. What time is it? Jesus says it's time to go be a witness. I will send my Holy Spirit upon you and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. What time is it, my friends? It's time to go be a witness. To be a witness of that consequential God of grace. To be a witness of that God whose grace will never let you go, even if you do. To be a witness of that kingdom of reconciliation by living lives of reconciliation. To be a witness not of a safe God, but of a dangerous God who draws us out into a world that we can never return to. To be a witness of that God who unlocks us from the citadel of the self and pushes us out of that wide open country of salvation, that puts our feet on a narrow trail that leads farther up and further in to the high country of the Trinity, where everything that has breath in heaven and earth and under the earth will sing Alleluia. He is God, Jesus, the Messiah, the resurrected King. It's time to be a witness of that defining reality that holds all things together. My friends, that testimony of Jesus is reality. And even as you head out, north or south or east or west, it is time now, to be a witness. But I also know that's easier said than done. I know that many of you might be nervous, some of you, about going home. You're not sure what it looks like to be a witness in that place. Makes sense here. We know each other. There's infrastructure built in. There's weekly and daily chapels and people you can talk to. What does it look like for you to be a witness when you go home? I don't exactly know, but a couple things I want to encourage you. When you go home, find a community of faith. Find friends to pray with. Open up the book that we love and read it. Get its words inside of us, inside of you. Let it speak to you. Worship. Worship is immeasurable. Don't be worrying about what kind of style of worship. Find brothers and sisters, old and young, who love Jesus, who will worship. Wherever you go, north, south, east, or west, find a people where you can pray and worship and study and walk alongside each other. And if you do, you will find yourself surrounded by witnesses. And here's another thing to remember. That to be a witness is not on your own strength. It all depends on God's gift. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, says Jesus. In other words, I will send my Holy Spirit upon you so that you can be a witness through my strength. The Christian faith is not a pull yourself up by your bootstrap religion. We are not a religion. We are an echo of Revelation, God's mission into this world. And every day, God's grace is new. So don't feel like you have to rely on your feeling. Lean into the promise of God, who will promise to spend his Holy Spirit upon you. Grace, salvation, all the good things of life begin with God. And in that beginning is also our end, because it will end with God. This summer, every day, square your shoulders back to the living God who loves you. And ask that God send your Holy Spirit upon me, that on this day, with these people you find yourself working around, with your family and your friends, that you might be a witness of that consequential gospel, of a beauty that aches and animates all life and breath. My friends, it's time. It's time to say thank you. And it's time to go be a witness. Be a witness today, my friends. Spring Fling, it's May Day. You hear me? This is me now. It's just huddle up. Be wise, love each other today. Be each other's neighbor, okay? Watch out for each other. We love you. Be a witness in such a way that this community will be proud of you. Because, my friends, we are. It's almost time to say goodbye. Not quite yet. We got one more worship service together. Tonight, or Sunday night at the gathering, I invite you all to come out. Look good. Dress up. Put on that suit, gentlemen. Shine the shoes. Because one last time, we are going to sing the doxology in this place. And it will echo with all eternity. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Love you.